PB's on yr alwch mission. Omra bi Akiva, min ayin lavo dezora shematame b'masa, kenida. Where do we know that avodizora midrabanan is matame b'masa like a nida? Masa is, tumas hasheretz is only tame if the person who touches the thing that the food or the kli, if they actually touch the food or the kli, that's to become tame. But nida's matami b'masa, even if she carries the thing and doesn't actually touch it. She carries it with something else separating or whatever. So she's matami b'masa k'nida, shenemar tizorein k'mo dova, speaking about avodah zarah, the timesim es sipui psile kaspecha, says I will defile the covering of silver you put on your idols, Yesafudas Masecha Zavecha, and the golden idols that you have, Tizraim, I'll scatter them, Kamodova, like a Nida, say Tomarlo, and tell them to leave. So you see, the Navi compares Avodah Zarah to a Nida. So that's from there, the Rabbanon used this as an Asmachta to be Matame Avodah Zarah like a Nida, and it's Matame B'masa. Say Tomarlo. Man nida matame b'masa, afavodizora matame b'masa. Just like a nida's matame b'masa, not just b'negia, so too, avodizora's matame b'masa. Rashi, Omer Rabbi Akiva, menayin lavodizora, mishum deboi lemishne, what's Rashi's obvious question is, what's this doing here? What does that do with Masechet Shabbos? Right, and why dafka over here? Mishum deboi lemishne bahadayu menayin shemarchitzenes hamila, because later on, the Gemara is going to have another Minayin. There's a lot of Mishnayis now that where do we know this and where do we know that? Where is the hint in Tanakh for various things the Rabbanan instituted? And one of them is Marchitzim Es Hamila. How do you know that you wash the Bris Mila on the third day, even if it's Shabbos? And the Gemara over there brings a Raya also from Psukim. So since it's going to mention that, it mentions all these other Minayins also. Tayelulahanech the Damimah. Tosis says that's unreasonable because if that's the case, that should have been the first one. And after that, we should have all the other ones because of that. So Tosis says, no, since in the last perek, the Mishnah ended with a Minayin, how do you know that what's it called, the shear of the Klicheris, right, and brought a Pasuk, right, in Lyra Dover, Zechler Dover. So we're bringing other things where there are Zecher in Psukim to things that the Rabbanon instituted. The Masa Adam Hanosa, some a person who carries the thing is, and he's he, and she is a Nida, or a man whose tummy from being boiled a Nida is also same din, right? Or somebody carries a Nida is also, even if he doesn't touch her, is also tummy. Tizorin Kemoldova Bavodizora Mishtoi. It's talking about Avodah Zarah. That pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, and it compares it to a Nida. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Mishahaya Beso Samuch L'Avodah Zarah, the Nafal. Person had a house that he shared a common wall near a, what's it called, a house of Avodah Zarah, the Nafal, and it fell down. Asur L'Gnoso. He's not allowed to rebuild his wall because he's being Mahana Avodah Zarah. He's not having any enjoyment, but he had a common wall with a Beis Avodah Zarah, right? Originally, the person, the Goy, built his house adjoining the Jew's house, and they built a common wall, and it was a regular house. And then the Goy decided to make his house into a Beis Avodah Zarah. So now the wall falls down. He's not allowed to rebuild it, because he's going to be rebuilding a wall for Avodah Zarah. Ketzed Yasa, what should he do? Koneis L'toch Shalo Dalet Amos. He has to bring his wall into his own reshus, Dalet Amos, in order there should be a space between him, a choshev space, unless in Dalet Amos is not considered choshev, between him and the base of Avodah Zarah. Now the Avodah Zarah guy is going to have to build his own wall, and I'm not going to build a wall that's going to benefit him. Ubonah, and then I build my house within 4 Amos away from the border that belongs to the Avodah Zarah. Rashi, Koslo Somach L'Avodah Zarah, Shehaya Oso Kosel Mechitza Af L'Beis Avodah Zarah. That wall was a common wall for him and the Beis Avodah Zarah. Asur Livno, so the Kamahani Avodah Zarah. He is benefiting Avodah Zarah, which is Asur. Haya Shalo Vishal Avodah Zarah, right? If the thing belonged to him and to the Avodah Zarah, what's it called, equally, right? He didn't build the wall completely, but it was built as a shutfis between him and the Avodah Zarah, and that's when it wasn't Avodah Zarah. In other words, this guy built a house, a duplex, and they shared in the common wall. So, nido nechza al nechza, so it's considered half and half, and he has to be marchik from his part, arba amos, not from the outer wall. If the whole wall would be his, then he starts counting the arba amos that he has to separate from the outer edge of the wall. But if it's a joint wall, he has to count the arba amos from the inner edge of the wall, then half of the wall, inward, so it's a little bit farther in than it would be if he would count from the outer face of the wall. Avona ve'etz of afora mitamim kisheretz shenemer shakheitz shakzenu. The debris of that wall is metame kisheretz. It's asur, first of all, it's asur bahana because it's avodah zarah, and it's metame kisheretz, and it has tuma like a sheretz, meaning only b'maga, if things touch it. But l'chore not b'masa, not if you carry it. Shenemer, shaketz tik shakzenu, sheketz is a sheretz. So the Torah compares Avodah Zarah to a sheretz. Rabbi Akiva omer kenida. Rabbi Akiva says that it's metame kenida, not just b'maga, not just by touching, but even by carrying. Shenemer, tizoreim kimoldova, the pasuk the Mishnah brought down, you should scatter it like a nida, ma nida metami b'masa, af avodah zarah metami b'masa. Right? Just like nida is metami b'masa, avodah zarah is also metami b'masa. Rashi, hoya shalova shal avodah zarah, shoya chatzi mokam akosha shal avodah zarah. When they built the original wall, half of it belonged to him, and half of it belonged to the avodah zarah. The nidal nechza al nechza, ha nechza shalom nechsheves b'arba amash lo knisa. Then only the half of his can be considered the part that you're marchik arba amos. You have to be marchik arba amos from the half of the wall of the other of the avodah zarah. The fish chayvu chachomim marchiko mishalo arba amos. The likonis kulo besof shalo. The chachom were mechayiv him to be marchik from the end of his wall arba amos, not what's it called from the end of the total wall if that's not his. Shaketz shaksenu loshen sheketz kesheretz sheino matami b'masa. Right, sheketz is like a sheretz, and just like a sheretz is only metame if it touches the thing that it's metame, but not if it's carried by that thing or the thing carries it and there's no physical contact. So too, avodah zarah is metame only b'maga.
That's from the Torah. The other's from the.
Yeah, the Rabbanan compared it to that. It's in other words, the Rabbanan made it tame like one of these two things, and they gave it the halacha that thing. That's all. Nida metami b'masa, adam hanosa, person who carries a nida, what's it called, even if he doesn't touch her, so he's also mekabel tuma. The iskish lezav, because a nida is mukash, she's compared to a zav, v'hadova b'nidasa, v'hazav ezova. The pasuk puts together a nida, a dova, and a zav. V'zav metami b'masa, and by zav it says b'feirish is metami b'masa. D'chsi v'chol hanogeh b'chol asher yitachtov yitmo ad ha'arev v'hanosei osam. Anyone who carries a zav is also metami. Af hazav b'mashma osam, hanosei osam. Even the mishkav and moshav of a zav, things that became tami because the zav sat on them or lied on them, and also the zav himself. If somebody carries the zav, even though he doesn't touch him, is also tami. Okay, so we have a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether Avodah Zarah is metame kenida or metame sheretz. Omar Rabba, tizoreim de Omar Kro, what does the word tizoreim mean? Nakrinu minoch kezor. Tizoreim has the word zor in it, meaning separated from you like a stranger. Say, what's the pasuk? The end of the pasuk that say, tomar lo. Say Tomerlo, tell him to get out. Avodah Zarah, get it out. He can't sal Tomerlo. Don't tell him to come in. So Svarim say, L'chore, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Of course, if you tell him to go out, you don't tell him to come in. What's the havamina? So it says, since it's compared to a nida, there are times when you're not allowed to be porish from a nida. person's having relations with a woman and she becomes a nida on the spot, he has to wait until he calms down, and he can't separate from her while his aver is still hard, because he gets hanoah. So he has to wait till everything calms down. So I might think there's a time with Avodah Zorah also that you're not Poresh, that you tell him Kanes. Kamashalom, by Avodah Zorah, there's no such thing. By Avodah Zorah, it's totally get out, never come in. Okay. V'omar Rabba, the Masa de Kule Amalo Plige de Matama. Rabba says that the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan is not as we thought in the beginning. That the Machlokas is whether Avodah Zorah is Matami b'masa or not. Like a Nida or not like a Sheretz. But everybody holds that Avodah Zorah is Matami b'masa. Even if it's compared to a Sheretz, but it's also compared to a Nida. So everybody holds that it's Matami b'masa. The Kule Amalo Pligi de Matama. Do Yiskish Nida. Everybody holds that the Pasuk that compares it to a Nida is also a Pasuk. Ki Pligi be'evin Mesama. The Machlokas is only if it's Matame like a Nida also be'evin Mesama. Evin Mesama Rashi, let's see Rashi. Be'evin Mesama. Evin Sesamua Algabe Yisedos, the Kalim Tachteho. Rashi learns in Evin Mesama is you put a rock, a big boulder, on top of what's it called, pegs, and it's not touching the ground. And there are Kalim underneath it that aren't touching the rock. Kidichsi, the Hesis Evin Chada, the Sam Palpum Gova. Is when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, so they put a big boulder over the opening to the lion's den. The Nida Ozov, Yoshvin Aleha. And on top of that rock sit a Nida or a Zov. So they're sitting on the rock. The rock isn't even touching the Kalim at all. The Kalim are underneath the rock. Afopi Shaloh Hichbidu ala Kalim. Even though there's no pressure of the rock on the Kalim are separated from the rock completely. Tmeim HaKalim, the Kalim are Tamei. Dichsiv Kol HaShi'i HaTachton, anything under the Zav, and even if the Zav is on the rock, and the Kalim are under the rock, the Kalim become Tamei. That's called Evin Mesama. Tosfos learns that an Evin Mesama is a similar kind of thing, a big rock, okay, and the Nidor, the Zav, is sitting on the rock, but the rock is resting on the kalim. They're not separated from the rock. They're touching the rock, and the rock is resting on them. Okay. There are other ways that an Evin Mesama can be also, let's Machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos in this case is whether the rock is resting on the kalim or it's just above the kalim. But in any case, that's an Evin Mesama. So Rabbi Akiva Savar, Kinida, Ma Nida Metame Bevin Mesama. Rabbi Akiva says that the main Hekish is to Nida, and just like a Nida's Metame Bemasa and Bevin Mesama, Af Avodah Zorah Metame Bevin Mesama. Avodah Zorah is also Metame Bemasa and Evin Mesama. Rabbanan Savri Kesheretz. And the Rabbanan say no. In that respect, it's compared to a Sheretz. It's compared to a Nida to tell me that it's Metame Bemasa, not like a Sheretz. But it's also compared to a Sheretz to tell me that it's not completely like a Nida. There is one area where it's not like a Nida, but more like a Sheretz. That's Evin Mesama. It's not Matami Bevin Mesama. This case, would not be Tami. Ma Sheretz lo Matami Bevin Mesama, af Avodah Zorah lo Matami Bevin Mesama. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Ulu Rebbe Akiva, lamai hilchaso iskashu Sheretz. Lamai, according to Rebbe Akiva, it's also mukash to a Sheretz. So what's that halacha? If it's completely like a Nida and not like a Sheretz at all, then why does the Pasuk compare it to a Sheretz? Why did the Rabbanan ignore that Pasuk completely? There must be something that it's like a Sheretz, even according to Rabbi Akiva.
Wait, where do we see the Rabbi Akiva?
Well, no, the Gemara is saying like that. The Gemara is asking. According to Rabbi Akiva, Lamaisa, there is a Pasuk that's makish it to a Sheretz. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why is it, in what area is it like a Sheretz? If it's completely like a Nida, then what is the Pasuk that's Dama to a Sheretz? Rabbi Akiva, Lamai Hilchasa Iskish Sheretz. According to Rabbi Akiva, why did the Pasuk compare it to a Sheretz if it's completely compared to a Nida? Where it says, no, the Misham Sheva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Misham She Avodah Zorah are not Metame. And they're Metame like a Sheretz. Not like a, what's it called, not like a Nida. Only the Avodah Zorah itself. Things that you prayed to itself, they're metame like a sheriff, like a nida. But the mishamshim, the things that serve the avodah zarah, right, kalim that serve the avodah zarah, are also aser. And they're also tamei, they're only tamei like a sheretz. Rashi, le mishamshim, she'ein ha-kelim ha-mishamshim mitamim lo b'masa v'lo b'evin mesama. They're not mitamei, not b'masa, not b'evin mesama, they're only mitamei b'negiyah. Right? So that pasuk that compares avodah zarah to a sheretz is not talking about the avodah zarah itself, it's talking about the things that are used in conjunction with avodah zarah. They're mitamei only like a sheretz. Ule rabban and lamai hilchasa iskish l'nida, l'masa. Right, and the Rabbanan, and why, if they say it's compared to a sheretz, that it's not matami be'evin mesama, then why is it compared to a nida? Because it's matami b'masa, right, like a nida. So it's compared to a sheretz to tell me not evin mesama, and it's compared to a nida to tell me yes masa. The Gemara says, v'lok sh'rachmon l'nevela, right, it would have been easier to tell me this halacha, according to the Rabbanan, by being makish to nevela. Right, the pasuk, according to this, the pasuk should have compared avodah zarah to nevela, which is not metame be'evin mesama, but it's metame b'masa, and that's exactly what avodah zarah is. Not metame be'evin mesama, it's metame b'masa. So why did the navi, the Torah, compare avodah zarah to a nida and to a sheret to tell me this compromise situation? Yes, masa, not evin mesama. It could have saved all that and just compared it to a nevela, and it would have the same halacha. Enochinami, Moses says Enochinami could have done that, and Enochinami. That's not the reason why he compares it to both of them. That's not what the reason of the Rabbanan is. Till now, we said the Rabbanan say it's compared to a nida to tell me it's matame b'masa, but it's compared to a sheretz to tell me it's not matame b'evin mesama. The Gemara says it can't be. Because if that's the case, then it could have just compared it to a nevela, and it had both halachas. Ela ma nida ena levarin. There's another reason why it's compared to a nida, not to tell me that it's matame b'masa, but to tell me a halacha that it's not matame leivarin. It's not matame leivarin. Rashi learns that if a nida, if you cut off her arm, it's not matame as a nida. It's only a nida if she's a full human being. Her arm is metame out, what's it called, Eivor Menachai, which is also tame, but not out Nida. Memela, if you cut the arm off an Avodah Zarah, in a situation where it still remains Avodah Zarah, it's not metame. Okay. Af Avodah Zarah ain't a leivori. Okay, Rashi. Veloksha lemasa velola evin mesama, delachi ahani akesha de sheretz. So the Gemara thinks in the beginning that the reason, according to the Rabbanan, it compared it to Nidas to tell me it's Matami B'Masa, and it also compared it to a Sheretz to tell me it's not Matami B'Evin Mesama. So Gemara says that's the whole reason that compares it to both of them. There's an easier thing to compare it to that has both of these halachas. Lokshal and Nevela. The Isba Masa, the Les B'Evin Mesama. The Hachi Adif, the Sulo Tzarech La'akushe La'Sheretz, the Mutem Evin Mesama. Not to be better, because it wouldn't have then to have to be makish it to a second thing. Just makish into one thing, and it'll have both halachas. Ein olei varin. So Gemara says, enochinami. According to the Rabbanan, the reason it's mukash l'nida is not to tell me the halach of masa, but to tell me the halach of ein olei varin. Im nechtach eivr mimena. If you cut off a limb of a nida, metami b'maso v'ohel mishum toras eivr minachai. It is metami b'masa, and it's metami also v'ohel. Like eivr minachai, which has a din of a mace. Avalo mishum toras eivr min hanida. But it's not metame as nida. The nafkamina, the lo metame be'evin mesama. What's a nafkamina? It wouldn't be metame be'evin mesama. If the arm of a nida is on top of a rock, and the kalim are under the rock, the kalim don't become tame. Because mace is not metame be'evin mesama. Or eivr minachai is not metame be'evin mesama. So she wouldn't. That arm would not have the din of a nida. Af avodah zarah ein leivarim, kigon avodah zarah shel chulyos. Rashi says, talking on avodah zarah, that's made of, what's it called, parts, a collapsible avodah zarah. Because normally if avodah zarah breaks or you break it, it's not avodah zarah anymore, it's bottle, right? If it broke up, it's not an idol anymore. So here, how could it be broken into pieces and still be an idol? The answer is that what's it called, it was made in joints, put together. So each part is an avodah zarah by itself. Shel chulyos, aver mimena, ena metame klal mishum avodah zarah. each portion is not metame like avodah zarah. The boira, okay, let's see one. The eloha the boira of chama barguria avodah zarah yeshna ivarim o eno levarim tifshit lamiha to the rabbanon eno levarim. The chora of chama barguria had this shaila later on, whether avodah zarah is metame levarim or not. Right? Why didn't he? Wasn't he poshit it the way where the Gemara is learning now? That's exactly what the, why the Rabbanin are makishit lenida to tell me that it's not leivarin. So what was his shaila? Where it says Rav Chama Barguya Aliba de Rabbi Akiva Boila. He was asking according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who learns from what's it called from nida that it's matame be evin mesama and it's also matame be masa, right? Does he learn also that it's not matame leivarin? The kula or only the chumras? That was a shaila, according to Rabbi Akiva. But in Hanami, according to the Rabbanan, it's clear. The only reason it's hukash lenida is to tell me that it's not matami leivori. Rabbi Lezer Omar, Rabbi Lezer argues on Rabbah, and he says a different shot. The Evan Mesama de Kuliyam Lopligi de Lomatami. He learns the opposite. Everybody holds, both Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, that avodah zarah is not mitami be'evin mesama. Ki pligi b'masa. The machlokus is whether it's mitami b'masa or not. Rabbi Akiva sover kenida manida mitami b'masa af avodah zarah mitami b'masa. Rabbi Akiva holds it's like a nida, just like a nida is mitami b'masa, so too avodah zarah is mitami b'masa. But Rabbanan savri k'sheretz. Rabbanan say no, that it's more like a sheretz. Mas sheretz lo mitami b'masa af avodah zarah lo mitami b'masa. Tomorrow says Rabbi Akiva lo ma'hil chosu iskish lo sheretz. So if that's the case, according to Rabbi Akiva, why does the Torah compare it to a sheretz? If it's exactly like a nida, that it's matame b'masa, then why, where is it like a sheretz? And it's also matame b'evin mesama. So what's the reason why it's compared to a sheretz? L'misham sheva. To tell me that misham she avodah zarah are not matame b'masa, only like a sheretz b'negiyah. But the avodah zarah itself is matame b'masa and evin mesama. For Rabbanan Lamai Hilchasa Iskish Metami Mamasa, not Evan Masam. Nobody holds Evan Masam, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Akiva, okay. Rabbanan Lamai Hilchasa Iskish Nida, according to the Rabbanan, that it's not Metami Bamasa or Evan Masama, so it's not like a Nida at all. It's only like a Sheretz. So why is it compared to a Nida? Ma Nida in a Levarim, according to the Rabbanan, right, it was compared to a Nida to tell me the Kula. That just like a nida is not matame if it's only a limb, has to be the full woman, so too, avodah zarah is not matame limb by limb, only the full thing. V'Rabbi Akiva, l'may hilchasa iskish l'nida, l'masa. Okay, so we'll say this tomorrow. Let's see Rashi. Af avodah zarah ein le'vorim, okay, we said this. The boy Rav Chama l'kamon, aliba de Rabbi Akiva boila, the actual nida, mi amrinan lahon nami iskish, o dilma lechumra makshina lekula lo makshina. So that was Rabbi Chama's question. He, according to the Rabbanan, he knew it was not matame levarim, because that's why the Rabbanan are makishit lenida. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's hukash lenida to tell me it's matame b'masa and with evin mesama, so is it also hukash lenida to tell me the kula that it's not matame levarim, or only it's hukash lechumra, not lekula? The lo matame, to a iskish l'sheretz, u b'sheretz k'siv maga v'lo k'siv masa. Right? It's not matame b'masa, according to the Rabbanan, because it's hukash l'sheretz. And l'sheretz is only matame b'negiyah, if it touches, not if it's carried. L'misham sheha terutzahi. That's the answer, right? What the, what's it called? According to Rabbi Akiva, what's the purpose of the hekish to the sheretz? To tell me that the misham shim avodah zarah matame k'sheretz, and not k'nida, unlike the avodah zarah itself. Just a few things here, since we have time. First of all, Tosus asks over here, only showing the mask, by the wall that fell down. We said that if avodah zarah breaks apart, even according to if it breaks apart by itself, it's not avodah zarah anymore. So if the wall fell down, the chor is not avodah zarah. So they say that... when is avodah zarah bottle if it had a tzura? Right? It was a what's it called, an idol, and it broke apart. Now it's not an idol anymore. So each piece is not avodah zarah anymore because it's a broken avodah zarah. But a wall had no tzura to it. A wall was just a bunch of material put together. Right? There was no specific tzura of a wall. It's not like a face or a head or a body or whatever. So when the wall falls down, every piece of the wall is still Navodah Zarah. That's how the Miri learns. Tosfos himself says it's talking in a case where they worshipped every stone that went into the wall to begin with. So when it fell down, there's nothing to be bottled. Every stone is Navodah Zarah to itself. But the Miri says that even if it wasn't the case, they worshipped the wall. But a wall is just a bunch of material. So even a bunch of material remains the wall. It just happens to be a broken wall. But it's not something different than the wall. That's how the Miri learns. Rashi learns a varim, what we said, that you cut the arm off a nida. It's not metame as a nida, it's metame ke'ever minachai. The Rambam learns in a varim, a little bit less gruesome. It's talking where a nida put her arm into the avir of a klicheris. Okay, she put it into an oven that was klicheris, and klicheris is metame me'avira. Okay, so since it's only her arm, it's not considered like she touched the oven. It's only considered the halacha of avir klicheris, and it's not metame levarim. The need is not metame the oven, because it's only her arm. It's not her whole body that's in the avir of the klicheris, and that's a special halacha. It's not considered as if she touched the oven. It's a special halacha that something within the confines of a klicheris, it doesn't touch it, is metame. That's only by the entire person, not by the avir. The Ravid argues, and he says that it's just as if she touched it. Avir klicheris means that the klicheris is like filled up, and it's like you're touching it. And therefore, even if she just puts her arm in, it's almost like she touched it. So he says that, what's it called? It's talking where the nida put her arm on something that's, what's it called, a mishkav or a moshav. And underneath it are kelim, right? So chair. She put her arm on the chair, but didn't, what's it called, put her weight on it. Normally, if a nida or a zav put their weight on something, that's tumas medrash, it becomes tamei. But if they didn't put their weight on it, and just the aver, that does not have a din of tumas mishkav or moshav, and the kelim underneath are not tamei. So those are the different pshat. And the Kesef Mishnah says they're all true. All these cases are cases of eloma tamei levarim. The Shaloh HaKadosh and the Vilna Gaon also point out that since Avodah Zarah is compared to a nida, when Rachel Imenu stole Lavan's psilim, and when he wanted to check the room, she didn't get up because she said, Derech Noshimli, right, I'm a nida, she wasn't lying, because she was sitting on the Avodah Zarah, which has a din of nida. That's what she meant. What's it called? In Avodah Zarah, Rashi says when the wall falls down, so all of the pieces are asur. Because even though part of them are not Avodah Zarah, half of the wall belonged to the Jew and it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Half of the wall belonged to the Goy. But Ein Breira. Right? So they're all Metame. Okay? Lechora, what's it called? They ask, Breira means we can't say that this is the piece that was originally the Jews or whatever. We separate it out. We don't know. It's all mixed together. It's all Asur of Misafik. The halacha is that we say Ein Breira by Dinei HaTorah, but Yesh Breira by Dinei Derabbanan. This tumah is only Derabbanan. So why does Rashi say that the whole thing remains Tahu, or the Gemara says the whole thing is Tamei, right, Lechor, because of Breira, it's only Derabbanan. They say the answer is because there's a Doraisa here too. The Shaila is it Mutar Bahanoah, that's Min HaTorah. And all of it has to be also b'hanoah because Ein Breira. Once the Ein Breira tells me that it's also b'hanoah, it's Avodah Zarah, it's Metame Midrabanan too. Once you're poshek the Shaila d'oraisa, it applies even to the Rabbanan. Similar to that is, person is not sure if he benched or not. The first three brachas of benching are d'oraisa. So he has to bench again, but the fourth bracha is only d'rabanan. Lechor, you shouldn't have to say the fourth bracha because that's the suffix derabbanan. No, but once we paskin the din deraisa, if you have to bench again, you have to bench even the derabbanan part. Once we say that it's aser mishum avodah zarah, then it's metame too, even though that's only mederabbanan. We said this already. Okay, just another, Tosus brings down other possibilities of an Evan Misama. Other Rishonim bring down the other possibilities. Evan Misama, the following. You have a Zav who's under a rock, and the Kalim are above the rock. So then also, if the, according to Rashi, he's not touching, or according to Tosfos, he's touching, but he's not carrying the rock, that's called Evan Mesama, and the kelim on top of the rock become tamei. Just as if the Zov was carrying them or moving them, even though he didn't move them at all. He's under this rock, the kelim are on top of the rock, that's also Evan Mesama. Not only where the Zov is on top of the rock and the kelim are under the rock, the opposite case also would be Evan Mesama. Or another case. What?
Tumah goes straight up regardless.
No. That's only Tumah Sohil. That's only my mace. That's not. What's it called? Or there's a Mishkov or a Moshav under the, what's it called, the rock. And the, what's it called, the Zav isn't sitting on that. There's a couch under the rock. And there's Kalim under the couch. And the Zav is on top of the rock. So even though he wasn't sitting on the couch, it's considered like he was sitting on the couch. And the Kalim under the couch also become Tummy. Or there's a person who's tahar under the rock, and the zav is sitting on the rock above, right? So it's like the person underneath is mesit the zav, and he's also tamei. All those are possibilities of Evan Mesama, but again, according to Rashi, there's a space between the rock and the things underneath, or whatever other possibility. And according to Tosfos, it's touching, but it's not putting its weight on it.